The hills are alive with the sound of music. That's music with an N, like Nigel. Music.
Tēnā tātou, welcome to The Sound of Music. This show is an eclectic mix of music inspired by a hand-picked selection of the week's news. I'm Christy Lawson, stepping in for my husband, Davian, who is at Turanga Waiwai Marae this week, working with the broadcast team as people pay their respects on the passing of the Māori King. Kingi Tuhaitia sadly passed away on Friday morning at the age of 69, just days after the celebration of his 18th year on the throne. In his last public appearance, he said, "Growing together is crucial. We have come a long way as a country and we can go even further. Let's not give up now. Te tiriti o Waitangi is between Māori and the Crown, mana to mana. The treaty provides a foundation for us all to work together. Let's not change it, that would harm us." He went on to say, "Whakaronga mai, are you listening, Wellington? There is a better way." Rest in aroha, Kingi Tuhaitia. This is Puria Nai by Anna Coddington.
Pūrea nei e te hau, horoia e te ua, whiti whiti rea e te rā, e te rā. Mahea ke ngā Ōraruraru, Ōraruraru. Mā kere ana ngā here,
Pūrea Nei by Anna Coddington, And that song was in response to the news, the sad news about the Māori King passing away over the last few days. Our next story is of an aquatic variety. Contamination of waterways with the antidepressant Prozac is disrupting the bodies and behaviours of fish in ways that could threaten their long-term survival, new research has found. As global consumption of pharmaceuticals has increased, residues have entered rivers and streams via wastewater, raising concerns about the effects on ecosystems and wildlife. Research published in the Journal of Animal Ecology found low concentrations of fluoxetine, i.e. Prozac, reduced the body condition and sperm vitality of male guppies over multiple generations. The study's co-lead author, Dr. Upama Aish from Monash University in Melbourne, said thousands of chemicals were being dumped into our waterways every day and noted that the changes observed in guppies at low concentrations of the drug should be taken as a warning about their ability to live and survive and thrive in a polluted environment. Marine scientists are encouraging people to not flush pharmaceuticals down the toilet. Instead, unwanted and expired medicines should be returned to a pharmacy for safe disposal. This is My Dirty Stream, the Hudson River Song by Pete Seeger.
Sailing down my dirty stream, still I love it. And I'll keep the dream that someday, though maybe not this year, my Hudson River will once again run clear. It starts high in the mountains of the north, crystal clear and icy trickles forth. With just a few floating wrappers of chewing gum dropped by some hikers to warn of things to come. At Glens Falls, 5,000 honest hands work at the consolidated paper plant. 5 million gallons of waste a day. Why should we do it any other way? Down the valley, 1 million toilet chains find my Hudson so convenient place to drain. And each little city says, who, me? Do you think that sewage plants come free? Out in the ocean, they say the water's clear, but I live right at Beacon here. Halfway between the mountains and the sea, tacking to and fro, this thought returns to me. Well, it's sailing up my dirty stream. Still I love it and I'll dream that someday, though maybe not this year, my Hudson River and my country will run clear.
Float out on the waves. It's cold and we shiver, but summer's coming back again. Lie down in the river. Float out on the waves. It's cold and we shiver, but summer's coming back. Summer's coming back. Summer's coming back again. I need clean water flowing all around me, from the top of Aoraki to Timoana Nui Akiwa. Let's clean it up, from the source right down to the sea. Our precious springs where water sings a pure song, may it go on and on for all the world and me. Lie down in the river, float out on the waves. It's cold and we shiver, but summer's coming back again. Lie down in the river, float out on the waves. not coming back again. 65% water, that's a human being worth more than money. Water brings life to every living thing. It's not to own, it's not to keep, even in our bones. And flowing in and out of me, dried up, I shrivel like a pea. Come on, get wet, jump in the salty sea. Let's keep the water clean.
Lie down in the river, float out on the waves. It's cold and we shiver, the summer's coming back again. Lie down in the river, float out on the waves. It's cold and we shiver, but summer's coming back, summer's coming back, summer's coming back again.
Lie down in the river, float out on the waves. It's cold and we shiver, but summer's coming back again. Lie down in the river, float out on the waves. It's cold and we shiver, but summer's coming back, summer's coming back, summer's coming back again.
That was Weird Fishes by Radiohead. Up before that was Lie Down in the River by Levity Beat. And at the top of the set we had My Dirty Stream, The Hudson River by Pete Seeger. Those songs were related to our story about the antidepressant Prozac contaminating waterways and putting aquatic life at risk. Next up, a Kiwi billionaire who has banned working from home now wants to stop staff from leaving the office to get coffee. Kiwi-born Chris Ellison, chief executive of Australian mining giant Mineral Resources, said during a financial presentation he wanted to change the narrative of flexible working and stop staff from leaving the building. Ellison said, "I want to hold them captive all day long. I don't want them leaving the building. I don't want them walking down the road for a cup of coffee. We kind of figured out a few years ago how much that costs, wandering out around lunchtime." Instead, he plans to invest in making his Perth headquarters as appealing as possible with as many amenities on hand as needed so staff don't need to leave. He revealed his headquarters have a gym, restaurant, on-site nurses and doctors, 9 psychologists on the payroll to tackle any mental health issues, as well as other facilities that keep them glued in there. Yeah, well, I guess you might need a psychologist on hand if you had a boss like that. Ellison, 67, co-founded Mineral Resources as part of a mining merger with 3 major companies in Australia. He became a billionaire in 2020 when shares in Mineral Resources hit a then record high and is worth $1.2 billion, according to Forbes. It's just my opinion, but I think the world would be a better place without billionaires. And this one owns a mining company. Ugh. This is Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Thank you. stone and tell me why. If I yell at night, there's a reply of blue silence. The screen is no comfort, I can't speak my sentence. They blew the lights at heaven's gate, and I don't know why. But if I work all day on the blue sky mine, hoppers lie to the shareholders. They're crossing their fingers. They pay the truth makers. The balance sheet is breaking up the sky. So I'm caught at the junction, still waiting for medicine. The sweat of my brow keeps on feeding the engine. Hope the crumbs in my pocket can keep me for another night. And if the blue sky might come to my rescue, if the sugar refining company won't save me, who's gonna save me? Who's gonna save me? Who's gonna save me? But if I work all day on the blue sky mine,
there'll be food on the table tonight.
And if I walk up and down,
is mostly
was Beautiful Haze by SJD. Before SJD, we had Blue Sky Mine by Midnight Oil. And up before that was Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck. And those tracks were in reference to our story about the Kiwi-born chief executive mining billionaire who has banned working from home and is now looking for ways to stop staff from leaving the office to get coffee. What a nice guy. On to our next story. Could New Zealand's native forests be restored more effectively, efficiently and cheaply by bird poo? That's a question being explored at Waikiridu, a 120-hectare haven for native plants and animals, 9 kilometres from Gisborne. Waikiridu is one of the country's biggest ecological experiments. The latest hypothesis being put to the test is seed islands, where an area of native fruiting trees gets planted to attract local bird populations, then nature does its thing. 23 years ago, Waikiriru founder and chair Dame Anne Salmond and late husband Jeremy planted groves of fruit-bearing trees, including titoki, puriri, karaka and totara, to create wildlife corridors and regenerate native bush. Salmond said the aim was to stabilise the eroding foothills of the land formerly used as a sheep farm, but there was also another benefit. It's food for the birds. They're brilliant at restoring a native forest, and you don't have to pay them. As part of a 3-year funded project, 31 seed islands have been dotted across Waikiriru. Salmond said birds aren't the only ones benefiting from this experiment. Providing the conditions for nature to bounce back can profoundly impact the whole ecosystem. She said that long-lived trees in temperate rainforests across the country and at Waikiriru remained among the best in the world for storing carbon dioxide, and that Waikiriru was now home to a multitude of creatures, including insects, butterflies, moths, lizards, and long-tailed bats. This is Don't Sit Under the Poo Tree by Fleabite.
You can fart in a jar, you can spit at a star, but don't sit under the poo tree. You can eat till you burst, you can curse, but don't sit under the poo tree. My granny had a horse, my granny had a whip. She looked me in the nostril and she gave me this tip.
What'd she say?
Hey, little Johnny, now you listen to me. Don't sit under the poo tree.
You can lie to your friends, you can steal all their pens, but don't sit under the poo tree. You can wear dirty clothes, stick a stick up your nose, but don't sit under the poo tree. My granny had a horse, my granny had a whip. She looked me in the nostril and she gave me this tip.
What'd she say?
Hey, little Johnny, now you listen to me. Don't sit under the poo tree.
Birdies like to eat all day, but every night they rest in the tree down yonder where the sun sets in the west. They're full of worms and beetles and seeds and bits of fruit. So just before they say their prayers, they do a mighty poop. That is why I tell you what my granny said to me.
Never sit beneath that stinky old poo tree.
You can eat off the floor, you can slam close the door, but don't sit under the poo tree. You can dance with the baboons by the light of the moon, but don't sit under the poo tree. My granny had a horse, my granny had a whip. She looked me in the nostril and she gave me this tip.
What'd she say?
Hey, little Johnny, now you listen to me. Don't sit under the poo tree.
Don't sit under the poo tree. Don't sit under the poo tree.
I told you.
hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock,
tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. And it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock,
tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
tweet. Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand taught him how to do the bop, and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Just like the seed, I don't know where to go. Through dirt and shadow I grow. I'm reaching light through the struggle. Just like the seed, I'm chasing the wonder. I unravel myself, all in slow motion. Suffocate me so my tears can be rain. I will water the ground where I stand so the flowers can grow back again. Cause just like the seed, everything wants to land. We are burning our fingers, but we learn and forget.
You cannot eat money or love.
That was The Seed by Aurora. Before that, we had Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day. And top of the set was Don't Sit Under the Poo Tree by Fleabite. And those tracks were inspired by our story about native trees in Gisborne being restored by birds feeding from specially planted fruit-bearing trees. Next up, Minister for the Environment, Penny Simmons, has called in a controversial proposal to build a waste-to-energy plant in Te Awamutu. Simmons referred the matter to a board of inquiry and said in a letter to Waipa District and Waikato Regional Councils that she considered global contracting solution a limited application for resource consent to be a proposal of national significance. Global Contracting Solutions first launched resource consent applications with the two councils in 2021. If approved, the plant called Paiwera would be built in the north of Te Awamutu and burn 150,000 tonnes of waste annually. The waste would be sourced from councils across the wider Waikato region and generate 15 megawatts of electricity, enough to provide for about 14,000 households. Earlier this year, Waipa District and Waikato Regional Council both requested the minister to call in the application. A call-in means that the proposal would be heard by either a board of inquiry or the Environment Court and would allow for greenhouse gas emissions to be considered. The Environmental Protection Authority would now publicly notify the minister's direction and commence the planning and arrangements for a revised submission and hearings process. Two community groups have already spoken out in support of the minister's decision. Don't Burn Waipa has welcomed the announcement. A spokesperson for the group said, "The Board of Inquiry gives us another chance to make written submissions and speak to them at a hearing." FYI, waste incineration facilities are not sustainable. They create pollution and they perpetuate overconsumption and lock us into a linear take, make, dispose economy, when what we should really be doing is increasing our renewable energy capacity, reducing our consumption, designing waste out of the system, and moving to a circular economy where resources are reused, repaired, and recycled. If we aim to be a zero waste society, we need to say a big no to waste incinerators. This is Firestarter by The Prodigy.
Thank you. lots of peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it, you got it.
Was Nothing But Flowers by Talking Heads. Before that we had Eyes Wide Open by Gautier, and at the start of the set we had Firestarter by The Prodigy. And those tracks were in response to the news item about Minister for the Environment Penny Simmons calling in a controversial proposal to build a waste-to-energy plant in Te Awamutu. Boo, waste-to-energy. And our last story for today, a new study led by investigators at the UC Los Angeles Health Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center has found that Manuka honey significantly reduced tumor growth in mice with ER-positive breast cancer cells by 84% without affecting normal breast cells or causing major side effects. ER-positive breast cancer is the most common subtype of breast cancer that accounts for about 70 to 80% of all breast cancer cases. Findings suggest that Manuka honey could be used to help support the treatment of this type of cancer. Dr. Diana Marquez-Garban, Associate Professor of Medicine at UCLA and the study's lead author, said, although more research is necessary to fully understand the benefits of natural compounds in cancer therapy, this study establishes a strong foundation for further exploration in this area. This is Honeybee by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
is honey everywhere I see. Everything is honey, and that's quite all right with me. I am a bear of little brain. I can't explain why everything will be changing to the favorite snack of Winnie the Pooh. Can you? Everything is honey. I can't get enough of lots and lots of pots and pots of sticky, licky stuff. Oh, what a sight! Oh, what a dream! Dive in the wonderful, honeyful stream! Swimming in the honey, swimming far and wide. Open up my mouth and let the honey flow inside. Ooey and gooey and very sweet. Eat and eat, then repeat. Suddenly I'm in a honey boat. It doesn't matter where we float. Whoa. Cause everywhere is honey, there's a honey pool. He's just made of honey, so I guess I'll eat him too. What if everything is honey, and I am what I eat? I must be made of honey, and life is very sweet.
A taste of honey, tasting much sweeter than wine.
Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do.
I dream of your first kiss, and then I feel upon my lips again a taste of honey.
A taste of honey,
tasting sweeter than wine. Wild wind return, yes, I will return. I'll come back for the honey and you.
Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do.
Yours was
was A Taste of Honey by the Beatles. Before that was Everything is Honey by Jim Cummings, Zoe Deschanel, Robert Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez. And at the top of that set was Honey Bee by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Those tracks were related to our story about a study showing the potential of Manuka honey being used to support breast cancer treatment. And that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed our selection. Davian will be back with you next week. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the sunshine out there. I have been Christy Lawson, and this has been The Sound of Music. Mā te wā.